Okay, David. So, Great Danes, they're like magnificent, right? But I've heard they're also kind of notorious for being a bit of an escape artist. Like, what's up with that? Is it just like their size makes it easier for them to, hop a fence?
Emma, you've hit on something really important there. It's not just their size, actually. While they are, these beautiful, gentle giants, they also have this natural curiosity, a real adventurous spirit. They're super smart, too. And if they get bored or if they smell something interesting a few blocks away, they're gone. It's often about mental stimulation or lack thereof. They're not necessarily trying to run away from home, more like they're going on an unauthorized adventure.
Unauthorized adventure. I love that. So it's not just like a physical barrier issue, it's a whole mind game for them. They're thinking, what's beyond this fence? I want to know. Kind of like us with a new piece of tech, you just gotta, poke around and see what it does.
Exactly. It's a combination of factors. Their athleticism, that curious nose, and yes, boredom is a massive culprit. A Great Dane, a bored Great Dane, is a very creative Great Dane, and that often leads to finding ways to explore the neighborhood.
So then, if they're so good at like finding ways out, what's the first line of defense? I mean, obviously, a fence, right? But what kind? Like, is there a specific height or material that's, better for these big guys?
Absolutely, Emma. Fences are paramount. And when we're talking Great Danes, you have to think tall, really tall. A 4-foot fence, that's like a tiny hurdle for them. They could just step right over it. You need something that reaches for the sky, truly. Think at least 6 feet, but even 8 feet isn't overkill for some of these Olympic-level jumpers. As for materials, wood fences are great. They give privacy, reduce visual distractions. Vinyl is also excellent. It's slick, so they can't really climb it. Chain link is, it's durable. They can see through it, which some owners like, but you do need to make sure it's a heavy gauge and well-maintained. Any weak spot, and they'll find it, trust me. Regular checks, that's key.
Wow. So it's not just put up a fence, it's build a fortress. And you really have to consider like their sheer size and strength. I never even thought about, them trying to climb a vinyl fence, but I guess if it's slick, that makes sense. Smart. Okay, so what about like invisible fences? I've heard about those. Do they actually work for a dog, the size of a small pony? Or is that just like a gimmick that only works for smaller, less determined breeds?
Oh, Emma, they can absolutely work for Great Danes. They're not a gimmick at all. These electronic containment systems, they involve burying wires around your property, and then your Great Dane wears a special collar. When they approach that invisible boundary line, the collar first gives a gentle beep, a warning, you know? If they keep going, it gives a mild static correction, more annoying than painful, truly. It's like a tiny robot referee telling them, "Nope, turn around, buddy." The key with these systems is the training. You introduce them to it slowly, with flags marking the boundary, lots of praise and treats, obviously. It teaches them their limits, and once they understand, it's incredibly effective. It allows them that freedom to roam in their yard without a physical barrier, which they really, really love.
Right. So it's not about like hurting them, it's about conditioning, right? Like, this is the line, don't cross it. That's actually pretty clever. I can see how, for a dog that big, having that open space to run around in is like super important. Beyond the physical stuff like fences, I'm guessing training is like massive, right? Especially with a dog so big. What are the absolute must-have commands or like skills a Great Dane owner needs to nail down to keep them from wandering?
You've absolutely hit the nail on the head, Emma. Training, basic obedience, is foundational. It's how you establish clear communication and trust with your Great Dane. Two commands that are non-negotiable for safety are recall and place. Recall is teaching them to come back to you every single time you call their name, no matter the distraction. And trust me, for a Great Dane, a squirrel is a huge distraction. The place command teaches them to go to a designated spot, like their bed or a mat, and stay there until released. This is great for when guests are over or just to give them a safe, calm space. The key to both? Positive reinforcement. Lots of treats, lots of praise, making it a super fun game. Consistency, too. If you only give treats sometimes, they'll learn quickly to gamble. You need to be very clear and very consistent.
Okay, so positive reinforcement, making it a game, and consistency. That's really important, because if they know come means, like, super good things happen, they're probably more inclined to, you know, actually come back, even if that squirrel is, like, waving a tiny flag at them. So we've talked about fences, invisible fences, and training. What about, like, keeping them happy so they don't even want to wander off? Is it all about just, like, keeping them busy?
Exactly, Emma. It's all about environmental enrichment and ensuring their security. A bored Great Dane, as I said, is an escape artist in the making. They need a lot of mental and physical activity every single day. Think puzzle games, where they have to work for their treats. Scent trails are fantastic, really engage that powerful nose of theirs. And toys? They need heavy-duty stuff. Those tiny squeaky toys? Gone in 5 seconds. Get them toys that can withstand that impressive jaw strength. It prevents them from getting restless and potentially destructive, which can lead to trying to escape. Plus, having a safe, engaging home environment builds trust. When they feel secure and have plenty to do, they're way less likely to think about venturing beyond their backyard kingdom. It all ties back to making them feel like their best life is right there with you.
So it's like creating this whole engaging world for them inside their own space. That makes total sense. Less boredom, less desire to, you know, explore beyond the known. And it sounds like a happier dog all around, really.